Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Zevachim Daf Tzadi Vav, Zevachim 96. On the top of today's Daf Yomi on Tzadi Vav Omen Alf, the Gemara is discussing the possibility. The Gemara suggests the possibility that maybe an earthenware utensil which has absorbed non-kosher food, and we know that generally speaking the Talmud's of the opinion that flavor cannot be taken out of an earthenware utensil once it's absorbed, that the Talmud is suggesting maybe the flavor can be removed by sticking the earthenware utensil back into the fire in which it was created, and that will thereby almost remake it, and so the flavor will be removed. The Gemara says, well, if that's the case, we have a question, because we know that we say that the utensils that were used in the temple itself, those utensils, once they have been used to absorb, to eat sacred food within them, we say that they have to be destroyed. And because the reasoning is, because after the time where the sacrifice was allowed to be eaten, once that time has expired, the sacrifice is supposed to be destroyed. And if the meat, the flavor of the meat has been absorbed into the utensils, then we'd have to break the utensil. Otherwise, we're keeping around the taste of the meat and the meat itself beyond the time where it's allowed. So the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, Kederos Shel Mikdash, why do we have to break the earthenware utensils which have absorbed the taste of the sacrifices, and if the sacrifices have been eaten in them, why do we have to break them once we're finished with them? Amai Yishavar, why should they be broken? Why don't we just stick them into a fire? Nehadrin Kivshanos, will return them into a kivshan, into a fiery furnace, and that will, so to speak, make them new, and therefore we don't have to break them. So why is the law that we have to break them? So Rabbi Zera gives an answer. He says the answer is, well, because we're not allowed to make fiery furnaces in Jerusalem. We can't make this fiery furnace in Jerusalem. And Rashi explains here, based upon the Gemara and Baba Kama 82b, that the reason is because we are concerned that the smoke will blacken the walls of Jerusalem. And so therefore, since we're concerned that the smoke will blacken the walls of Jerusalem, therefore we're not allowed to make a fiery furnace in Jerusalem itself. Well, and we can't take the Kli Charis outside of Jerusalem, because you're not allowed to take even the Kodshim Kalim, you're not even allowed to take them outside of Jerusalem, the sacred food. And so therefore, we can't put them into a furnace, because we have no choice. Well, if that's the case, says Abaye, so what are we supposed to do with these broken utensils? V'chi osin ashpasos ba'azara. We're not allowed to make. You want to take these broken pottery utensils. We can't take them out of the courtyard, because some of them are the sacred food of a chatos, of kodshei kodashim. And so, if that's the case, the kodshei kodashim can't go. Kodshei kodashim can't leave the courtyard of the temple. So it's absorbed the taste of sacrificial food that can't leave the courtyard. So what are you going to do? You're going to have a garbage dump in the temple. You're going to collect all the broken shards of the pottery utensils that they eat every single day, and you're going to keep that in the temple? This is disrespectful, and the reason why this is disrespectful is because there's a basic principle. U'mikdashai tiro, it says in Leviticus 19, verse 30, you shall fear my temple. And just like you're not supposed to enter into the courtyard with your walking staff and in a disrespectful fashion, so too we're not supposed to make a garbage dump in the courtyard. So by not making a furnace in Jerusalem, we're increasing the garbage in Jerusalem, and this is deeply problematic. And so therefore, says Abaye, what have you gained by doing this? And so since that's the case, since we see that we're not concerned about making a garbage dump in Jerusalem, so too we should say we're not concerned about making a fiery furnace in Jerusalem. And so therefore, why do we say that the Kucharis has to be broken? Because by breaking it, you're also making disrespect to the city of Jerusalem. By the way, we pause here to say that this is actually the halacha. The Rambam says you're not allowed to make a fiery furnace in Jerusalem. He records it at halacha in and so the Rambam actually says this in chapter 7, verse 4, Halacha Yudalad 14 of Beis HaBechira, that we're concerned. And we see from here that the actual essence, the essential aspect of losing money, even though we're going to be losing money by breaking these sacred utensils, we're still going to say that we'd rather lose money than actually make the walls of Jerusalem dark or blackened. And so this is a very, very important point, that the environment is actually given a precedence over our money under these circumstances. And so therefore, going back to our Gemara, so Abaye says this law, well, we're concerned also about making a garbage dump. That should also be problematic. How can we make a pile of garbage in the courtyard? And so the Gemara says, well, Abaye, forgot a halacha. Nish ishtamote hadatani Shemaya bekolnavo. That Abaye forgot that what Rav Shemaya taught in a place called Kolnavo. It's called Kolnavo because that was a place where there is perhaps an idol that was called Kolnavo in that place. And Abaye learned halacha there and he forgot that what Rav Shemaya taught. What Rav Shemaya taught was Shivrei Klicheres Nivlam b'Mekoman. That this was one of the 10 miracles that happened in the temple every single day, according to the Gemara in Yom HaChof Aleph and Aleph 21a, that the broken shards of the pottery didn't stick around there in the courtyard, that miraculously, after they were broken, they were absorbed into the earth of the temple, and so there did not develop a pile of broken pottery shards in the temple. This is the concept, and so therefore, there was no garbage dump, and so therefore, we didn't have to be concerned about the garbage dump, we only had to be concerned about the fire blackening the walls of Jerusalem, and that's why we didn't allow a furnace, and we broke the pottery shards, and they were absorbed into the ground in the courtyard. But we see from here a very powerful point, and the very, very powerful point is even the broken shards, the broken pieces of pottery, became absorbed into the holiness of the temple. We see from here fundamentally that the brokenness, the broken shards are absorbed into our holiest place. The brokenness in life is absorbed into holiness.